By the way, Thirsty Ear is one of the high points for us this summer because we are broadcasting highlights, as you've just heard, and we are doing that on a national hookup. Other public stations around the country will be enjoying Thirsty Ear because of KSFR's involvement, and we're pretty darn excited about that. And in fact, a little later in our cafe broadcast this morning, we'll bring a couple of samples of artists from this weekend's lineup. Right now, though, I would like to introduce Anna, and I'm sorry, I promised.
That's all right. You tried. You made a great effort.
I tried earlier, and I screwed it up.
It's Sahosky.
Sahosky.
That's right.
And Anna is here from St. John's College, Director of Communications, and a wonderful partner with KSFR the last several summers in a family-friendly concert series we like to call Music on the Hill. And we can start with that, but we do want to talk about all that's going on at St. John's. And
summer is our busiest time. Now, generally speaking, colleges have a few months downtime during the months of June, July, and August, but we're the opposite. We're very busy. We have our Music on the Hill concert series, which opens tomorrow, and it goes for 6 Wednesdays in June and July. And then we have a lot of adult education programming, 3 weeks of adult education programming called Summer Classics in July, where people come from all over the country to take intensive seminars about any number of great books. And they take it for a week, and there are dinners, and there are lectures, and there are all sorts of activities associated with their classwork. We also have the Graduate Institute. Their lecture series starts in July as well, and that goes for about a month or 6 weeks. So we're very, very busy.
I guess so. Of the things you just mentioned, are these potentially opportunities for folks from Santa Fe to become involved, or is this something that has such a lead time that it's all set at this point?
We are still taking registrations for Summer Classics. Many of the classes have filled because registration opened in January. So it's best to check our website or to call St. John's and inquire as to the openings that are maybe still available. We do have some openings, though, in our classes for Summer Classics, and it starts the first week of July for 3 weeks.
Tell us a little bit about how it works. The program is how many weeks long?
They're week-long periods. So it's 3 separate weeks where you take a class per week. You don't have to take it for the full 3 weeks. You may take it for a week. And, for example, we have a class that has not filled yet, studying Galileo. And one of the and we're advertising it actually over here at the Planetarium. And one of the advantages to that class is that there's an evening of night sky viewing.
Nice.
So that's one that's still open.
Well, of course, it wouldn't be nice this past week. Santa Fe has never been cloudier than the last week that I know of.
It's like the Midwest.
Yeah.
We
had some people in town from somewhere else. Doesn't matter where they were from, but they said, I thought this was supposed to be a sunny city. And come back some other time.
That's right.
So I hope it'll be nice for Music on the Hill tomorrow.
We hope so as well. They're predicting rain tonight, so we're watching Doppler very closely.
Tomorrow, if I remember correctly, Bert Dalton is kicking off the series.
That's correct.
And we have a mix of jazz performers and some others, don't we, this year?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of jazz performers, but we also have Eileen Meyer, who does a lot of indie folk work, and we have Wagogo. They do a lot more eclectic mix, African influences, Caribbean influences, a lot of dance music. They close out the series, and they're very popular. There were 1,500 people last year to see Wagogo.
That is fabulous. And, of course, it's free.
It is free.
And it is it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous setting to be able to sit on the grass and bring your dinner and something to drink or buy it there from Walter Burke Catering, also friends of KSFR, and listen to a whole variety of music. So part of the magic of Music on the Hill is that it really does appeal to a whole variety of different kinds of people. And just, you know, the times I was out there last year, where it's really become established as opposed to, what's that? There are older folks and there are children running around, but not obtrusively. It just is a real family-friendly mix. And now there is some a special edition, I think, if that's come to pass. Yep. That involves kids specifically.
That's correct. Fam Jam we're partnering with for the first time this year. We're very excited about it. They're doing pre-concert shows on two nights, June 10th being one of them tomorrow, and June 24th, where they will do a pre-show from 4:45 to 5:45 for families and their children. Fam Jam works a lot with getting music back into the homes and into families' lives, and so we're excited beyond measure that we're able to partner with them this year.
And, you know, as we were talking last segment with our friends from the Art Institute, getting music back into the homes, and again, it's a uniter. It's a unifying kind of thing that really can bring families closer together.
So absolutely. And I think what you said earlier about sort of a lot of generational attendees, we find that as well. One of the goals for next year, we're not going to be able to do it this year, but one of the goals for next year is to really get a handle on some of the demographics of people that attend, mm-hmm. because we have older people, we have young families, we have college students, age attendees. We have all sorts of people who come out for this event. And because of the economy, we're expecting more this year because the event is free.
Free is good.
Free is good.
Free is better than ever.
Free is very good. So we're very excited about being able to offer this to the Santa Fe community. This is a priority of Mike Peters, one of our presidents, is to build partnerships with community members, businesses, community institutions within the city of Santa Fe. And so we want to bring more and more people up to the hill to take a look at St. John's.
You know, Mike is one of the most accessible chief executives of a college I've ever met.
He's
a fantastic addition to Santa Fe. The only thing people really need to know a little bit specifically about mm-hmm. before they go, guess what I'm going to talk about?
It's
parking. Yep. Yeah. There is parking.
There is parking.
You need to know a little something.
That's right. Because of the popularity of this concert series, for the past 3 months, we've been working with the city of Santa Fe, various departments, to try and really hone in on our traffic management and parking alternatives so that it's an easy drive onto the hill, so to speak. And so the city has asked us to put together no parking on Camino Cruz Blanco, which we are willing to do, but we have a number of parking options. We have over 450 parking spaces both on and off campus that are available to people. And we have volunteers and we have security and we have off-duty police officers who will be able to help manage that that traffic flow. We have parking at Santa Fe Prep, Atalaya, Rio Grande, all our on-campus lots. We have a little bit this tomorrow we have parking at the monastery. We will have students and security, as I said, out on the roads flagging people into these lots so that they know where to go. We ask people to come early, and there is a drop-off point that is near the entrance to the athletic field, where if you have people who are differently abled or you have a lot of gear that you want to bring onto the field, you can have a drop-off point and then unload and then move on to the parking areas. We have handicap parking as well in the Student Activity Center lot. So we are trying to accommodate as many situations and persons as we possibly can. But we do encourage people to come early. Be a little patient this year because it is a new traffic protocol, and we don't quite know how it will flow tomorrow because it is brand new. So we're just asking people to be patient, and we will work out the bugs.
It will be worth it.
It will be worth it. And I think it will go smoothly. I think that people are very magnanimous in being able to address the traffic management issues. People understand that this is a popular event, and we just have to work with the city.
Well, this whole idea of Music on the Hill, I think was born before you arrived.
That's correct.
What, 3 years ago now?
4 years ago.
Four years ago. Yeah, we
and
were
KSFR
involved.
Was the original sponsor.
And glad to be. And,
that's right.
And glad to still be involved. But really, at the time, it was about, and I guess it still is, St. John's getting to know the community and the community getting to know St. John's a little better. And mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity to mix and, as we say, free is better than ever right
That's
now.
That's right.
But it really is nice.
And into the fall and the spring, we have community seminars where a number of our members of the community enroll. It's another seminar-style class. They go over a weekend or they go for a few short days.
What kinds of subjects, Anna?
Last spring, spring or fall, we had Alex de Tocqueville. So we had a whole series about democracy in America. I believe that was in the fall. So it depends on the semester, but we try and pick subjects that would maybe appeal to a broader range of people.
Sounds terrific.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on at St. John's
this
summer.
That's what's going on. We ask you to come out. Remember, there are no pets allowed on campus. So Music on the Hill is only for people, not for dogs.
Oh, okay.
I know it's disappointing, but I like to just remind that. And we have food available on campus, like you said, with Walter Burke. Fam Jam is tomorrow night and also on June 24th. So if you have children, please bring them for those shows.
It will be fun, I guarantee.
It will be fun.
Been there, seen it, and love it. Anna, thanks so much for being with us this morning to talk about this. Sahosky.
Very good. Excellent.
Oh, wow. I wrote it down phonetically.
Most people do.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you some
Thank
Wednesday
you.
Real soon.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. And we'll be back and talk about some new programming at KSFR that has debuted or is debuting soon, some of each, and also a little preview of this weekend at Thirsty Ear with some music from Bella Fleck and a couple of others possibly after this.